Blog Talk Radio.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org.
Hello and welcome to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. However, Jill, she's still at the bottom of the hill because she came up the hill, but she didn't have the right water in the pail. She had the still water. So, ladies and gentlemen, had to send her back down the hill because I want spring water. So, but however, don't worry because I do have a backup plan. Tonight, I have another wonderful co-host. With me, I have J1. J1, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What's up, J1? How you doing?
I'm good.
Got J1 from AMS, from Wide Awake is where he is.
Wide Awake,
Wilson, North Carolina. All right, so J1, so welcome to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. Glad you could be here with me tonight to be my co-host. So what's going on with you? I mean, how was your day? How you feeling? What's going on? Tell us something. Introduce yourself.
I'm good, J1. You know what I'm saying? All about fun. That's how we do it around here. It's Wide Awake.
You know what I'm saying? So we're in Raleigh. You're in Wide Awake. Like, so how far is it from Raleigh, actually?
It's about an hour drive.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Nah.
Well, welcome to this show. I tell you the truth. So was it hot enough for you or was it hot enough for you?
Man, I stayed in the AC. It was too hot out there for a player.
Okay, that right. So now you're a player.
Believe
really?
It.
So what is that? Are you playing Monopoly? you know what I'm saying? I mean, you a player, you play Monopoly, Uno, I mean, what, Spades, something?
Those kids' games.
Huh?
Those kids' games.
Kids' games, huh?
I leave that to you.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And you know
Don't even try. Actually, I played a grown up game. You know, we play. What I play? We play Tunt. Shoot, something. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen. But however, tonight we have a good show for you. A good topic. Basically, our topic tonight is can you get it out? All right, but it must not be the topic. Topic tonight is how old should a child be or a young adult be before they can date? Like, what should be the legal age of consent? So, J1, what do you think about that? What do you think the legal age should be?
I think it's more or less, you know, kind of what sounds right. You don't want some guy that's in his 30s, you know, dating some 16-year-old or something like that. That's not that right. But, I mean, kids these days, they know a whole lot more than a lot of people give them credit for. And you want to sit there and say your child's naive and all this kind of stuff, and they got talked into it. They know what they was doing.
Right. No, it's kind of one of those topics that's to me, I think is very broad. You know, a lot of people would definitely put their opinions in it, and then especially, you know, children being of age, if they're attracted to an older person, or, you know, of course, you know, they're going to want it to be okay. But, yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, in reality, I think it should be 18. I mean, you know, a lot of reasons, because I think here in North Carolina, I think the age is 16, I think it's 16.
Yeah, I believe the age is 16, but, I mean, the parents can still press charges on the person if they want to.
Yeah, that's true. But see, the thing about that is, you know, it's kind of like a contradicting, because, you know, you make it okay, and then I don't know, it seems
and then
to make
still
it
let
tougher.
People prosecute about it.
Right. It seems to make it tougher on the parents to whenever that happens. But I don't know. I really do think it should be 18 though, because on the parents. You know, they're, I mean, who do I really want to see their 16-year-old dating some 40-year-old? You know,
yeah,
I mean, really.
That goes along with the guy, too. I mean, he used to know that don't even sound right.
Right. But however, yeah, that's true. That, you know, you are so true. But then, of course, I'm pretty sure, you know, you had those older guys who prey on young meat. And then, you know, a little 16-year-old is real fresh meat. And, you know, so, please. Now, I mean, you say it should go, you know, the guys should know. But even though they might know, they don't care. You know?
I mean, things like that, now that's wrong. But if the guy's, you know, 20 or something like that, that's not so bad.
No, that's
but a lot of parents still don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got these guys out here going with these younger kids. Then you find somebody their own age. I can understand that because there are a lot of people out here, and you can find somebody. But to go out here and find somebody that's still in school and don't know what they want to do, nah.
Right, and then see, another thing, too, is I think making it so young, I mean, because 16 is young, I mean, to me, 16, you're still a teenager. I mean, you know, you're still in school. I mean, you're in high school. Yeah, you're in high school, but still, you're still a teenager. I mean, you're not 18 yet. I mean, to me, I think 18 is an adult, but it's a young adult. So, you know, I've always found it funny. Because, like, a lot of people, as soon as a person turns 18, you know, they're just grown. No, you just turned 18, you just became grown. I mean, you know, they're in their pre-grown years, you know. I mean, so to me, 16 is definitely too young for a guy or a girl, you know, to be dating somebody that's up in their upper 20s. I mean, a lot of people say age don't make a difference, but in some cases, it can, especially, you know, around 16, you should be trying to figure out, you know, what kind of college you're going to go to, you know, how you're going to graduate, you know, kind of planning your career, not really planning your long-term relationships or whatever. So I just think it makes it difficult on parents because, you know, it kind of, in a way, it somewhat kind of, you know, ties their hands up. In a way. What do you think?
Yeah, but I think the parents should be a little more aware of what their kids are doing, too.
That's true, too. And then another thing, too, if parents raise their children right, but then again, I could say, you know, if parents, you know, raise their children right, but then a person can't help who they're attracted to. So if you're attracted to an older person, then that's just who you're attracted to. But I see what you're saying, too. Yeah, they should be aware of what their children are doing. So I guess that works a lot of ways. Well, all you people out there in Internet land, this is J1 and Zach. We are talking about what should be the legal age for consent for a young adult. Please call in. Let us know your thoughts and your views on the situation. 646-200-3136 and let us know what you think. So I tell you,
So Zach, what's the youngest you would date?
What's the youngest I would date?
Yeah, what's the youngest?
I wish I would say I'm old or something.
I didn't say you was old.
No, the youngest
I
would
get
date.
Your cane for your birthday, but I'm just saying, I ain't saying you're old.
Excuse me, what was that?
You heard me.
What was that? Let me see. The youngest I would date. I believe, well, actually, to be honest with you, I believe the youngest I would date probably would be
16?
Either 20 or No, I said youngest I would date, not youngest you would date. Is this me or you? I thought you asked me. But I think the youngest I would date, I mean, I think really I would date 20 to 21. And the reason why is because people who are in high school, to me, and this is me now, they're just immature. I mean, I don't know. I take that back. Everybody who's under 20 or whatever, they're not all immature, but the majority can be immature and, I don't know. Whenever you're talking about relationships, you know, you want somebody that's somewhat mature and not, you know, still crazy. So I think I would do a legal age. I don't think I would do an illegal age. Just for the maturity level, if anything else. But that's just me.
That's,
how about you?
I don't date anything younger than 18, and I'm 22. So
yeah.
That is as young as I can go. It just doesn't sound right to me, you know, for me to date somebody that's younger than that.
No, yeah, it doesn't sound right. And then, so, you know, it's sad that, you know, a lot of people don't have the same view as we do. You know, but like I said, a lot of people look at that young me as a challenge or something they really want, and they just go for it, you know, despite the parents, despite, you know, the...
And a lot of people look at it as something that's easily manipulated, too.
Exactly. Especially in an older guy case, because, you know, a lot of older guys, you know, they look at some little young girl, you know, she's... Like I said, immature, you know, she's immature, so, you know, she's going to be looking up to him, depending on him for a lot. You know, that's what they want. And like you said, they just manipulated the situation. So, it's a mess is what it is.
Yes, it is. That's the world we live in.
Mm-hmm. So Jay, on the flip side, how do you view an older woman dating a younger guy?
That's all personal preference. I don't find nothing wrong with it.
I
don't really find nothing wrong with an older guy dating a younger woman, but it's a certain age where it makes it a problem. You know,
right.
when you're in your 30s and 40s and you're looking for somebody in their teens or just turned 20, I mean, that's a little something different. But for a woman to date a younger guy, I don't find it to be a problem. I'm attracted to older women myself, too.
Yeah, you did just graduate. Anna, what you said, you just graduated? You just. I'm sorry. No, I was trying to figure out what you said earlier. Okay. But yeah, I'm nice. I got you. Well, I guess the reason why I asked, because I remember a while back, I remember like some of these teachers, they've been like some of the female teachers have been getting caught messing with their students. Obviously, you know, just because you're a woman, you know, that doesn't stop the handcuffs. But, yeah, I guess it is somewhat of a difference.
But at the same time, it seems like they're a little more lean on the women than the men.
That's true. And I don't think that should be. I mean, just because the victim or somewhat victim is a guy, still, you know, he's underage. And then, see, I thought the whole point, you know, was underage. What's the word I want to say? I don't want to say children. I guess underage young adults. So, you know, but like you said, yeah. Whenever it becomes like a situation like that, where it's a woman that's older and she's maybe not praying, but seeing another younger guy, or you know, yeah, you're right. It's like the rules change. Rules always change.
They do, but at the same time, the guys and girls of these days, they're not like it was back then. You know,
you see
a middle school kid, you don't know it's a middle school kid. They can look just like an adult.
And you got to lie
about their age, but with the teachers, I mean, you got a guy in middle school with a beard and a mustache.
Okay.
You don't really see him as a child.
No, you don't. You don't.
And he ain't mature enough. Well, all he knows is, you know, what guys think. He wants it. And if she's going to give it to him, he's going to take it.
Yeah. Extra credit goes a long way. No, I'm just
saying. Yeah, that's how you get your A's in class.
I'm just saying. You got that right. You have got that right.
I mean, I had a crush on quite a few of my teachers.
Sounds like we got a call. Let me see what's going on here. In the 919 area code, let's see. Hello, caller in the 919 area code. Are you there?
I am here.
Okay.
Right. This is Derek from North Carolina. We've talked once or twice before.
Yes, we have talked once. So welcome back, Derek, to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
That's okay. So before you start, the first question that me and J1 has for you is, what is the legal age you think to be for consent?
Well, I mean, the question's already answered. I mean, and it depends on where you're at. Let's take specifically the state of North Carolina, which you mentioned. you can legally be 20 years old in the state of North Carolina and sleep with a 15-year-old. Because if you read the statutory rape laws, all it says is that you're guilty of a Class B felony if the defendant engages in sexual act with a person who is 13, 14, or 15 years old, and the defendant is at least 6 years older than the person. So that's what the actual law says. So if you're 20, you can legally sleep with somebody who's 15, because in order for it to be statutory rape, you have to be at least 6 years older than the person you're sleeping with. And there isn't even a loophole to that, because it says except when the defendant is lawfully married to this person. So, I mean, it's really kind of concocted, because there are so many different laws in so many different states. There is no standard. I mean, I guess we have a moral standard where, you know, am I going to sleep with somebody who's 15? No, I'm not. but I think the question we have here is that there is no standard. There's no legal standard. So what you can do in one state, you can cross to the state and do in another state, and it would be perfectly legal.
That's really bad. That's true and sad. And, yeah, you're right. You're so right.
And that's probably why there's so many, you know, sex offenders out there like that.
Well, no, there's sex offenders out there just because they're sick people.
Yeah, that too.
And the laws aren't going to change the way people feel. However, if there were a standard, then there wouldn't be so much ambiguity in the law. And I think that might be, you know, a good place to start to fix that, for one.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't think there is a national age of consent.
You think you don't think there should be?
No, I don't think there is.
Oh.
I mean, that's one of those things that the federal government leaves up to the states. Now, in order for it to be a federal felony, and I may be wrong, but I believe there has to be violence involved, and then it becomes a federal case. But that is left up to the state,
wait.
I believe. I'm not sure.
Hold it. Thought we had another call. Let's see. Caller in the 252 area, are you there?
Yes.
Hey, caller, how are you doing? Where are you calling from?
I'm actually calling from my office.
Okay. What's your name?
Armithia.
Hey, how are you doing? So, have you been listening to the show?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so what are your comments and what are your thoughts? What is the legal, you know, what's the legal age that you think a person should be?
I really think I really think that 16, 17 is, like, too young to be dating. I think it should be at least 18, because, like, if you look at it, we have, like, so many teen pregnancies. It's like you look at one teen, you look at every five females, and one teen is pregnant. You know what I'm saying? And I think that if, you know what I'm saying, if it could be like that and parents would stop letting their kids go out, you know, dating at the age of 15, 14, 13. You know, I know 13-year-olds just got two children, got three children. You know, if age of consent was like 18, where you're an adult, and I think that should be the age that you should go out dating. That's just what I think.
So what's the youngest you would date?
Hmm?
So what's the youngest you would date?
What's the youngest I would date? See, I'm young. I'm 18.
Okay.
So the youngest I would date would be 18.
And how old are you?
She's 18.
Okay, so you only date people your age?
Yeah, I wouldn't, like, when I was 16, I had so many females and males looking older than what they, you know what I'm saying, what they did back in the day. Because when I was 16, I could go for 21, I could go for 22. Then, you know, and there's a lot of 16-year-olds that can. You know what I'm saying? They lie about the age and they can go for these type of ages and get away with it. You know what I'm saying? So if age of consent was set up to 18 years old, I think it would be a lot better and we wouldn't have so many teen pregnancies.
So what's the oldest guy you would date?
Well,
oldest guy I would date would be 21.
Really?
Yes. 21.
Okay, so you wouldn't date nobody. So is there now? I know you just gave us a reason, but was there? What is the reason again why you want to date under 18?
They're like, I'm 18. I'm considered as an adult. I'm an adult. 18, you're, I guess, dating or you can. And why would I have been under that level to go back? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How would I start a 14-year-old? Just so you could see how I have a 19-year-old friend.
As a college, you're kind of going in and out. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you're going in and out. We can't really hear you.
Okay, can y'all hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Like, I have a 19-year-old friend that's married to a 27-year-old. You know, picking up this 19-year-old man, she's suffering a lot. He's going to a lot blows out with over.
Yeah,
see, I don't like. Hello?
Yeah, your phone keeps breaking up. Bad.
Okay, well, I guess we lost her. So, caller number one, are you still on the phone?
I am indeed. Did you have a question?
Well, my question was, so I see how you feel about that. So you said that, I don't know if we asked you, you know, what's the youngest you would date? Did you answer that?
No, and I'm not gonna. I guarantee you it won't be 18. I'm not gonna break the law. But you know, I'm an old man. You know, I'm 43. So, the other caller brought up some interesting points. One is, I mean, the whole question about teen pregnancy. Well, most teenagers don't get pregnant. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but most teenagers who get pregnant don't get pregnant by men 20 and 30 years older than them. They get pregnant by the people their own age or within a reasonable window of their own age. For the majority of them. I mean, there are cases of rape and incest and other things, and obviously it happens. But I don't think that kind of fits into what we're talking about, because, I mean, that's a whole other subject. I mean, that's about education, that's about morality, but mostly about education. I mean, you know, a lot of kids do this. We seem to think as a society we can just say no, and you can't. I mean, my God, I remember being 16. And, you know, there are all kinds of juices flowing and things going on. And, I mean, it's unreasonable to expect that, you know, people going through puberty are not going to want to have sex. That's the whole point of puberty. But I can say this. When I was 16, I was with someone who was in their 40s.
When are you assisting?
When I was 16.
And how did it work out? I mean, since, you know, being such a big age gap, how did that go?
The age gap itself didn't bother me. I mean, of course, I was already out of school by then and you know, working and kind of supporting myself. So it was a little bit different. But still, I mean, legally, it wasn't legal. Let's put it that way. I didn't have a problem with it.
No, it wasn't legal.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't legal at all.
Right, but so the point is, you know, you were 16, she was 40-something. It wasn't legal, but you did it anyway. So, did your parents know?
Well, no, I don't think so. They found out years later, but the point is that I didn't feel taken advantage of. I actually kind of initiated the relationship, and it went on for over a year. But was it statutory rape? I mean, I willingly participated in it and actively sought it. So what do you do in a case like that?
Right.
And she
know,
knew you were 16?
I'm sorry?
She knew you were 16?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. And you know what, J1, what do you think about that? Cause, I mean, because even though, you know, he was willingly and not, and then, okay, he was willing, you know, they both knew their ages or whatever, you know, with a guy or a girl, especially a girl, you know, in this world, but, you know, that there was to be statutory rape, you know, even though he still wanted it and, you know, they, you know, y'all knew how old you were, you was in a relationship, but still in the law, in the eyes of the law, it's statutory rape. I mean, see, that, I guess
I mean,
it's
of course,
the,
with a guy, it's a double standard to it, because, I mean, we don't look at it like that. For a guy to look at it as, it, you know, he's dating an older woman, it doesn't really bother him like that. You look at it as a good thing, more or less, than anything. So that probably won't change at all. But at the same time, you wouldn't want your daughter dating an older man like that. You know, if it was your son, you wouldn't want it to an extent, but you still, you know, might say good job or something like that.
But see,
you, might
but
be
you know what, Jennifer, but you know what, but you know what. But see, the thing about that is, see, to me, my opinion, I think that's wrong in itself. Wonder why? Because here's why. I'm going to break it down to you. Because it doesn't work like that. And obviously, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, like you said, you know, they look at guys like, oh, you know, good job, oh, you know, whatever. And then, you know, you look at girls like, oh, no, you got to stay away. I got to protect you. But see, what you don't get is whenever everybody keeps doing that, you're basically parents are actually creating these predators. Because see, whenever you make it okay for the guy, okay, the guy is going looking for a girl, and then you're trying to hide all your daughters. I mean, you're growing your sons up too fast. You're trying to hide your daughters. It's not going to work like that. I mean, see, that's why I don't get it. It's like they're contradicting themselves. I mean, no, you can't grow up a guy too fast because he's going out looking for, you know, the girl. So, I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, actually, I think the current trend, if the media and what I see on television and reading seems to hold true,
one.
Is that...
Hold on, sorry. Hold on. Caller, sorry. Caller in the 919 area, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, you're back. And what was your name again?
Armithia.
Okay, yeah, we're basically talking about the same thing. What were you saying earlier? Because we really couldn't hear you. I'm sorry about that.
I was talking about the age of consent thing, how I think it should be 18 because of the teen pregnancies and how, you know, every five females you see and, I guess, walk around your neighborhood, that at least one of those females is pregnant under the age of 18. And then you have, I have a friend that's 19, but his wife is 27. And he was just so pissed with
you.
So it's like...
Man.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we just, go ahead, continue.
Okay, but like I'm saying, it's bad for her and it's bad for him because by her going out with a 17-year-old, like, she put herself where, you know what I'm saying, just because he was 17, he was the age of consent in North Carolina, that she can marry him or be with him without no parents signing for it.
So you think it's a problem for an older? Do you think it's a problem for an older woman to date a younger guy?
I think it's a problem
for a younger woman.
I think it's a problem for older guys to date younger females under the age of 18.
And
that's what
the
problem is.
I said, why not the other way around?
Right, and then also before you answer that, whenever you say older, what is the age for older? I mean, what age are you talking about?
I'm saying, like, a 15-year-old going out with a 43-year-old or going out with a 35-year-old, or it could be the other way around. A female, she's 43, she got with a 16-year-old, but that's age of consent, so she can do that. But it really depends on your state.
Yeah, and it depends on more than a state. You know, a lot of people, they all try to make everything legal and everything different.
Right.
But sometimes you just need to just make it what it is. I mean, you know what, to me, a 40-something-year-old, you know, guy dating, like, this young 15-year-old girl, that is kind of disturbing. Because, you know what, I mean, you know, we can, people can say whatever they want, but if you see that in public, I mean, because
yeah.
I'm pretty, cause, yeah, you know what I'm saying, because I've been out with friends, and then, like, sometimes you can kind of tell, you'd be like, you know, you'd be like, is that her daughter, is that her man, you know, because it kind of just stops you, like, what is that little girl doing with this older man?
Right.
And, I mean, because it is too old. I mean, she's 15. I don't care what nobody say. The only thing, I mean, this world is just just growing up too fast. Everybody's trying to grow up too fast. And then, like
right.
you said, look at all this teen pregnancy. I mean, you know, people, you know, you hear all this stuff about, you know, this person's pregnant, that person's pregnant. But, okay, but what's the point of you talking about it if you know, you're going to keep allowing people to grow. I mean, not really allowing them to grow up too fast. But in a way, yeah, because, you know, some states, you know, kind of like what the caller Derek was saying, you know, it's okay to date, you know, at this young age. I don't think it's right. I mean, I don't feel it's right. Even with the guy, I mean, if a guy is 15 years old, he shouldn't be dating a woman. I mean, see, a lot of people look at it like, oh, wow, you know, he got a woman. No, they shouldn't look at it like that. He's 15. He's a boy. He's not a man.
Right.
I mean, he should, you know, I mean, he should be focusing on whatever 15-year-olds do. You know, work,
hey.
Schoolwork.
What do you think? Exactly what do you think 15-year-old boys focus on 90% of the time?
Sex. However, but you know, I don't want to hear that. No. Let me tell you something. We're all human beings. We all get horny. But however, it's all about controlling your state. Yeah. He's 15. Yeah. He just discovering his puberty.
The thing is,
yeah,
you really
however,
can't.
Okay, well,
you can't expect the teenagers to control themselves that way. I mean,
okay,
it's up
no,
to the
maybe adult. Not. However, okay, so, but what does he need a woman for? Just date somebody his age, 15, 14, something. He don't need a grown woman. And
right.
nothing by her being grown, she should know better. I don't care. And no,
right.
she should be locked up like
sure.
a man would, because it's not right. It's not right.
And we also have to change the mindset of how we think of things.
What I'm saying.
In one situation, I mean, you used to never hear about women doing these things. Not that they didn't do it, you just didn't hear about it. So now, if a man does it and he's older and it's a younger woman, then he's a dirty old man. If it's a middle-aged woman and a younger man, all of a sudden she's got her groove back. So it becomes, well, not so toxic as it is if it's a man. And quite frankly, that's BS. I mean, it's either wrong, it's legal or it's not, and there should be some consistency in your end.
I mean, because you're right. I totally agree with you. I have no argument.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, J1, you still there?
However, it's part of
J1, my boy. Tell me your thoughts. Tell me your thoughts, man. Tell me your thoughts.
Everything they said is true. I mean, the justice system should be the same for men and women, point blank. If a woman does it, it should be the same kind of penalty, nothing biased because of the sex.
Exactly.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But, you know, this really goes back historically to, I mean, as the human species, this really isn't that big of a deal. It's a big deal now because, well, now we're living twice as long as we ever did before. I mean, historically, even as far as 200 years ago, people weren't living as long as they were now. And so they had to start earlier. But, I mean, we're in a different time now. I mean, my mother, when she was 12, had two kids. By the time she was 16, she had four. There was a time when it was okay. The minute a girl hit puberty, you married her off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
So, I mean, we've only been in this era of, you know, civilization the last 100 years or so to where this has become an issue. Because historically, for the last 5,000 years, I mean, was not a big deal. So, you know, now I'm saying, my question is, why all of a sudden is it a big deal? I mean, it wasn't historically, and I don't think it's right. Don't get me wrong. I mean, we are a civilized society. So we also have to understand that why this whole thing is the way it is. I mean, you have to understand that a lot of it is just the way we are as humans and evolving into a more enlightened species. This is just part of the stumbling blocks that we have to go through to get to where we really need to be. That's difficult to do if there's no consistency.
But what really starts it all is when the parents start complaining. And when once one parent speaks up about their child, they feel like their child was wronged by an older person, everybody wants to speak up about it when nobody really had a problem with it before.
I mean, there are some countries now where it is, still okay and actually expected to marry off your daughters when they hit puberty. It's a political thing, it's a financial thing, it's a socioeconomic thing. So really what we're talking about is a moral ideal as opposed to something legal. Because like I said, there are certain countries where it is the norm and it is expected and it is, I mean, if you have a young girl still living at home and she's 19 years old, that's almost a blemish on the family. I mean, you can't get rid of her for whatever reason, or nobody wants her, and which is crazy. But throughout human history, that's been the way it is, and it's still that way in many countries.
Exactly. Very, very good topic we have tonight, people. Actually, what we're going to do, we're going to take a little break, but please stay with us. We will be back. Just give us a few seconds. I'm just up to here with Zach and Jill with my very special co-host tonight, J1. Be right back.
I'm Rob Lightbound of Crown Weather Services. Prepare now for the 2008 hurricane season. Get your supplies now before the start of the hurricane season, and definitely before any hurricane watches or warnings go up. Have a plan ready in case a hurricane comes knocking at your door. Even if a hurricane doesn't affect you this hurricane season, wouldn't you rather be safe than sorry and avoid the massive rushes at the stores during a hurricane warning? Visit our website at www.crownweather.com for some excellent hurricane preparation links. Join me from the Crown Weather Services Weather Center on XBN for all of your hurricane information this upcoming hurricane season.
Welcome back to Up the Hill with Zach and Jill. It's been Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Durham. We have Derek on the line. We have my very special co-host, J1, and we still have, I don't want to butcher your name. How do you say your name?
I'm Lucia.
Okay, we have her on the phone with us. And basically, everybody, we're talking about what should be the legal age of consent when it comes to dating? A lot of us on the phone believe it should be 18. We believe, whenever it comes to a man being the oldest or a woman being the oldest, it shouldn't matter. You know, legal is legal, right is right. And then sometimes a lot of morals get in there and it just goes off tracks.
Can I ask a question? Can I ask a question?
You sure can ask a question, Derek. Go ahead.
All right. Let's take sex out of the equation really quick.
Okay.
Let's assume that we're talking just about dating and has nothing to do with sex. What do you think the proper age for dating is?
For dating? Oh, okay, so...
I mean, in the classic sense of the word.
Dating. All right, well, I'll go first. I think the proper age for dating should be, I'll say 13. How about you, J1?
I'd say at least 15.
Really? Yeah, well. Well, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What do you think?
I would think 13, 14 with a parent. You know, with a parent, but you know, if it's not with a parent, then I think either 16 and higher.
I think whenever the reason I said 13, I'm trying to think whenever you're 13, what grade are you in? But I think like whenever you get in middle school, you know, because whenever elementary school, to me, you shouldn't be dating. You know, to me, that should just be your, I mean, you know, your kid years. I mean, enjoy it while you can. But, you know, whenever you get in middle school, it starts to get a little bit more serious. You know, you start to meet different people. Of course, you know, the attraction is there. So.
But generally, most people have dated before their parents knew about it anyway.
That's true.
So whether you want your kids to date when they're 15 or 16, they could have had a girlfriend or boyfriend at the age of 11 or 12. Easy.
Yeah.
But the whole dating thing is important, especially at that age. I mean, they have to learn how to interact with members of the opposite sex or the same sex or whatever, and how to deal with being in a relationship such as it is with another person that you're not related to and doesn't live in your house. I think it's important that they start 13, 14. I think 13 is the youngest that I would allow a child of mine, and I have one, but if I did, to go on a date. And that would have to be supervised. I mean, at least if they're 15, 16. But I think it's important that they do that process, because you don't let them date, and then they grow up, and then they go out into the world, and they don't know how to treat people.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
I guess it all depends on how your child is and what their personality is like. You wouldn't want your child to have, like, go out on a date with their boyfriend or girlfriend by themselves at 13 or 14. You know,
right.
Drop them off and leave them alone.
Right.
But I say around 15, 16, I mean, you can start taking them to the movies and leave them, let them have some time by themselves.
Right.
Yeah, and then, because I saw that, like, maybe last month, you know, I had went to the movies with somebody. And basically, the movie is just becoming a teen thing anyway. But you know, I saw a lot of, you know, teenagers, mom, you know, dropping them off, and, you know, leave them at the movies and they'll come back. So yeah, I definitely agree. I mean, because see, some people you cannot, and I'm gonna repeat for all you people listening, you can, and hopefully parents are listening, you cannot let your child grow up too fast because you're gonna regret it. I'm serious,
right.
You're gonna regret it.
So they're
I mean, do not let the TV raise your children. Don't let you raise your children. I mean, you have to, because if you don't, they're gonna grow. They're gonna be too fast. And then whenever they get in all these situations, you're trying to figure out why. Well, look in the mirror. I'm serious.
Right, because that's how the parents see things. Like they try to be your child's
friend
instead of your mom.
No,
they try to be your friend.
No.
You know, like, you know what I'm saying? You think your mom is your friend instead of...
No, that's your
mom.
That's
my
mom.
That's
your friend.
Yeah.
Your friend is at
school. Zach, can I...
You put them there.
Uh-huh.
I have a question.
Go ahead, Zach.
And I've heard this statement so many times, and I never understand it, and I keep asking, and no one can quite explain it to me. But what does it mean to not let your child grow up too fast? I mean, and call me silly, but I don't know for sure, but I assume they're going to grow up 1 second at a time like everybody else. So are you talking about, like, slowing down the time-space continuum? Or I mean, how do you not let them grow up so fast? They're going to grow up as fast as they grow up.
I will tell you. Hold on, I'm sorry, caller. No, I will tell you. A parent, you know, that's their house. They control what comes in, what happens in their house. You know, a lot of parents now, you know, they have. I mean, also you have to watch the company you keep. You know, if you got wild friends and wild boyfriends or wild girlfriends or whatever, you know, children see this. You know, if you're going off the charts, you know, if you're watching these movies and then, I mean, you know, what I'm trying to say is you have to be careful. You know, if you're gonna watch a bad movie, your child needs to go to bed. Your child doesn't need to stay up all night watching R-rated movies and. See, stuff like that grows children up too fast. You know, even like these cartoons these days, these cartoons are not like the kind that I grew up with, you know, Garfield or whatever. These cartoons are just cussing. I mean, look at the PlayStation games, you know. Yeah, the PlayStation, you know, they're killing, they're showing naked women. That grows children up too fast. I mean, their mind is very impressionable. You just can't. I mean, you can't.
Have a lot to do with the parents because, I mean, with TV, you can control
everything. Everything to do with the parents.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
But that's how your child grows up too fast, your parents.
It absolutely has everything to do with the parents. I mean, and you're right about allowing them who they can spend time with and pick and choose their friends. Because, you know, there's an old parable that says a tree is known by the fruit it bears, which is so true. I mean, you may not be like the people you hang around, but the rest of the world will see you with them, and they're going to think you are like that. And they're really impressionable, so you may not think of certain things, and then the people that you're with can influence you to do that. And that has happened to me as an adult. So you don't have to be a child. I mean, I've gone along with a lot of things that the next day I said, oh, my God, what the hell did I do? But, that's just important. I mean, I just wondered how you saw that question because, you know, I hear it so much. Don't let them grow up too fast. And it means, like, really, really, what the hell does that mean?
Yeah, and then, I mean, another thing, I mean, you know, parents, nobody's perfect. You know, children, they're going to do what they're going to do anyway because, you know, at a young age, you're going to be curious. You're going to want to try things. But, however, I do believe that if you set a good foundation, you know, in that child within that home, you know, like they may face certain trials and tribulations, but they may make the right decision. You know, they could be around drugs or whatever or, you know, but they could say no just because you had set that foundation. I mean, nobody can make their child do anything. You know, you can't lock them up, you know. You know, you can't really, I mean, you can send them to private schools, the most private school there is, but still it's a child, you know, they're going to learn stuff. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is as long as you, you know, set that good foundation within that child, then, you know, more than likely they'll make the good decisions. But, I mean, but if you're just doing anything, you know, going to the club, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, because I see so many parents now, you know, they, whenever they get mad, they cuss at the children, but then they don't want the children to cuss.
Right.
Are you serious? No, you need to lead by example. And then see, that's the problem with a lot of parents. Parents, they still want to be themselves, but they want the child to be right. Well, it don't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You know what I'm saying?
And they want to use the do as I say, not as I do thing.
Exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, it just doesn't work like that. I mean, huh? Oh, that's my assessment. But, yeah, you have to really lead by example when it comes to children, especially your child. You know, because like I said, you know, because, like, I have a three-year-old nephew, and then things that I do, he's taking it in, you know, so I got to be really careful, you know, because, like, me and him, we play fight or whatever. But then whenever I get serious, you know, he still wants to kind of, you know, get in my face and point at me, and I'm like, no, okay, now I'm serious. But I can't get too mad at him because, you know, just a few minutes ago, you know, I was fighting with him, you know. So, I mean, it's just, you got to have a balance, you know. I mean, you really got to be careful because children, they do too much, and they always just.
They don't always do what you say if they can do what you do.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to say it again. Do you have an easier name I can call you? What is your name again? Samithia?
Yes.
Samithia. I heard you trying to cut in, you know, because I can talk and just and just cut everybody out. I'm sorry, what were you trying to say?
I was saying, basically, you know, on the question he asked about how do kids grow up too fast, yeah. I mean, you know, I see little kids and their mom, they have purses full of lip gloss, makeup, and sometimes their mom sits them in front of the mirror and puts makeup on their face, makes them, I mean, basically, I guess she thinks it's pretty for them to put on makeup and go out and, you know, they're out shaking their tails in front of, you know, but when they get older, the parents try to calm down and try to make them do different stuff, and that's like, wow. Like, why would you bring your child up as to do everything you do? As a grown person, and then when they get to a teenager, you see them do it, and you try to take it away.
Totally agree. I saw in the store not too long ago low-rider jeans for like little girls, and that why you would want to put a 7-year-old in low-rider jeans is
right.
beyond me. And whoever even came up with the idea, I think, should be boiled in their own pudding. However, it's also, you have to also understand, it's very important for little girls to mimic their moms. So they're going to want to put on makeup. They're going to want to do that whole thing. But it's just, you don't put that on them and take them to the mall.
Right.
That's what I don't get.
And then they're making like the little...
in the privacy of your own home, and it's a game, and it's fun, and it's an event that the two of you or that you do at home, that's one thing. But I see, you know, in the food line and at the mall and whatever, these girls that are absolutely, I mean, look like little, I don't even want to say the word.
Not women. They look like women. Look like adults.
They don't look like women.
Women wasn't
the word I was
quite editing the show.
But the child is, and they have like the little short shorts and the little like throwback kind of skirts with their, you know, and then when they grow up and get teenagers, your parents don't want you to wear that no more. But I could wear it when I was little, but I can't wear it now.
Exactly. Right, and then, just to kind of cut in, you know, whenever you send your child looking like that out in the world, I mean, of course people want to look, men, of course, and so, you know, people, ideas start roaming in the head, so you really...
You wonder why people are looking at your child like this, but
you
made them look
and,
at them by how
you
dress
and,
them.
Exactly, and then you're wondering why, you know, your child might have got attacked or might have got raped. I mean... Don't send them out there looking like fresh meat, you know, look like bait to get raped, you know.
Right.
And I hate
putting a sign on her back.
Thank you. Exactly. I'm telling you, it's something. I mean.
It certainly does send the wrong message, by far. However, having said that, I don't think even if there's a young lady out there at 13, 14 that's dressing like, you know, a hooker. That is any excuse for them being raped. Rape is a crime of violence and power
right.
on the perpetrator. It has nothing to do with
then
the victim. And I just want to say, I just clear that up because you can't blame people who are raped for their crime of being raped.
I'm going to cut you off. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm going to tell you like it is. When you put stuff out, I was to walk out my house with a tank top that showed all my cleavage and shorts to go up my butt, I'm noticed as either a hoe or a slut or something. So if a guy sees me on the street, what are you gonna do?
Right, and then especially living in like this type of world where we know there are these type of men. I mean,
that's
predator. Yeah, I mean, come on now, that's just like me walking in a ant fest with I don't know. Some honey or something. I mean, come on. You can't dress like that.
It's a whole other show.
Now we're halfway.
It's fake somebody to
say. What I'm trying to say, you can't dress like that and then expect nobody's gonna look. Nobody's gonna say nothing to you when you get real. Yes, they are. I mean, you can barely breathe. I mean, I've seen some women, they can barely breathe. The pants are so tight. Are you serious?
Absolutely, and that's not. I'm not negating that fact. That's right. I mean, if you dress up like that and you put out that, then that's what you get. I mean, in all parts of our lives, what we put out is what we get back. So if you put out those vibes, you're going to get those back. However, having said that, doesn't necessarily mean that another person has a right to forcefully take advantage of you. Now, if you go out there and you dress like a hooker and people are talking to you and whistling at you, and throwing kisses and all of that. That's one thing. You expect that. No one should be expected to have their body forcibly taken by somebody else. And that was only the point.
I don't know why, but why not though? Why not? I mean.
Because
it doesn't
matter. You have the right to your own space and your own body.
Yeah, you know what you do. You know what you do. People have the right to do whatever, but with those rights. There may be some consequences, there may be some repercussions. And if you go out there dressed like that, I mean,
right,
people
the consequences and repercussions should be the calls that you get and the offers that you get, but you still have the right not to be assaulted. Anyway, people can say whatever they want to say to you. We have free speech in this country and free expression. So the two are mutually exclusive. I mean, they're two totally separate things.
You can say
that.
They
young girls
like,
going out there.
They tie in together because my whole thing is, I mean, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I understand what he's saying, but I'm like, you're not, I guess you don't have kids. I mean, your kids don't walk out the house with their tail showing. It's more places than the suburbs. There's hoods and there's different types of places. If a young girl walk out the house with her tail hanging out, oh, the guys are gonna roll up on her. That's the thing about it. I don't care who you are, where you at.
I'm not advocating that they do it. I'm just saying they're two separate issues.
Okay, but so if I walk out the house with, let's say I got on a suit, I'm suited up, I'm about to go to work, a guy's not going to look at me and say, oh, she's a hoe, I'm going to get at her. No. If I went out the house with some booty shorts on and a tank top, oh, they're going to be on it because I look like a hoe. If I put myself out there as a hoe, then I'm a hoe.
In our country, you are entitled to look like a hoe if you choose to. That is your absolute right to walk out the house and look like a hoe and not be assaulted.
But that's what I'm saying.
That is so true. But however, we have two more minutes of the show. I think we have buried my co-host, J1. J1, you sit there, boy. Sit there.
I was listening to it.
They're going at it, ain't they?
They were.
You know, this has been a great show. I hate to see it come to an end. We do have two more minutes. Just to get everybody's last thoughts, J1, what is your last thought for the show, for this whole topic?
Keep an eye on your kids. Watch every move they do. And watch the people you keep and all your company and everything. Just look out for everybody.
All right. Caller number one, Derek, so glad that you could be with us tonight. What are your final thoughts?
Well, I mean, you know, I think I expressed my opinion. I just want to say I enjoy this. A great conversation. The second caller, you were wonderful. And I really enjoyed it. I appreciate it. I think we talked about some very important things. Didn't solve anything, but, you know.
Thank you.
And it's good to get it out there.
Right. It's Amidia. I hope I'm getting your name right. What are your final thoughts?
My final thoughts, parents, do your job. Stay up on your job. Stay on your kids. Kids, get out the streets. Get back in school. And, I mean, I'm just enjoying myself. I love that I can speak my opinion. I love that somebody else can speak their opinion, and we can do it like we're doing it. So,
exactly.
That's it.
And we have 90 more seconds left. I just want to add kind of what Samithia said. Parents, you know, do your job. I mean, it's really important. You know, like I said, it takes a village to raise a whole child. But, you know, but sometimes I think – parents can maybe take it the wrong way, and they're actually letting the village raise their child. You're the parent. You still need to raise your child. So, you know, to me, whenever during the teens, that's their impressionable year. That's when they're growing up. They're trying to figure out themselves. Don't let them figure out the wrong way. So we have 60 more seconds. Thank you, all of our listeners tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. Next week, Jill will still be down the hill. I'll have another special guest. Co-host, hopefully, who knows, it may be J1. He's pretty good tonight. I'm enjoying him. So we will see you next week, same time, same place. And, again, this is Up the Hill with Zach and Jill.
This is XBN, XXBN.net, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, a service of Swap East Media, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Swap East is www.swapeast.org.